Other headlines, inflation shows fresh signs of easing, but prices are still well above where they were a year ago. The Labor Department's report from February finds consumer prices rose 0.4% from January. On a year-to-year basis, prices climbed 6%. That's down from the peak of more than 9% last June. There's word tonight that the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank has triggered two federal investigations. Reports today say the Justice Department and the Securities and Exchange Commission have opened parallel probes. Regulators are looking into sales of stock by bank executives in the days before the collapse. Millions of Americans bore the brunt of foul weather today, from atmospheric rivers to nor'easters. Stephanie Tsai reports heavy snow and fresh rounds of rain brought new disruptions and dangers.
The wrath of winter is once again bearing down on both sides of the country. In the Northeast, a wet, snowy storm moved in this morning. Low visibility on roads, making it dangerous for drivers to get around parts of New England, as well as upstate New York, northeastern Pennsylvania, and northern New Jersey.
I mean, the drive is like pretty crazy. There's some power lines down.
It's why Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey cautioned drivers to stay put when possible.
We just ask people to stay safe, stay off the roads. This is a long, sustaining storm, and so we're not out of it.
Hundreds of flights were canceled, the majority of them at Boston and New York City area airports. Hundreds of schools had to be closed, too. Forecasters say the storm will last through Wednesday, with snow accumulation predicted to reach 2 feet in the highest elevations. Meanwhile, in the west, crews in California rushed to repair a broken levee on the central coast, just as more rain started falling. The levee break has already led to flooding in the agricultural community of Pajaro, where this mother had to evacuate her family last minute. She says she needs to get back.
The only thing we want is to pass the bridge to get our things that we left, because we don't have clothes. Many parents left their work tools at home. Then how are we going to work?
Monterey County officials are warning of a similar fate for the Salinas River, which is at risk of flooding roadways and agricultural land in coming days. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai.
All told, California has been hit by 10 atmospheric river storms this winter. The state of Ohio is suing Norfolk Southern Railroad over last month's train derailment in East Palestine. The federal lawsuit aims to make Norfolk Southern pay for cleanup, environmental damages, and economic losses. The state says it doesn't yet know what the total cost will be. In Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky's office says top commanders have agreed again to hold firm at Bakhmut. Russian forces have been trying to capture the frontline eastern city for 7 months. Meantime, in the city of Kramatorsk, a Russian strike left gaping holes in a low-rise apartment building today. At least one person was killed. Facebook's parent company, Meta, announced today it's cutting 10,000 more jobs this year. The social media giant also said it won't be filling 5,000 positions that were already vacant. Meta has slashed 11,000 jobs last November in the face of declining revenue. On Wall Street, bank stocks bounced back and the broader market rallied. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 336 points, or 1%, to close at 32,155. The NASDAQ rose 2%. The S&P 500 added 1.7%. And a passing of note, a trailblazing former Congresswoman, Pat Schroeder, died overnight. The Colorado Democrat had suffered a stroke in Celebration, Florida, her home in recent years. Starting in 1973, Schroeder served 12 terms and made a name with her sharp wit. She branded Ronald Reagan the, quote, Teflon president, and often recalled the sexism she faced while serving in Congress.
When the 47th reporter asked me how I could be a mother and a congresswoman, I said, because I have a brain and a uterus and they both work. And let me tell you, I was in trouble for a very, very long time.
Schroeder was frozen out of key committee assignments, but she still managed to push through the landmark Family Leave Act in 1993. Pat Schroeder was 82 years old. And still to come on the NewsHour, the EPA announces new rules to limit toxic chemicals in drinking water. Australia buys American-made submarines to counter China's growing presence in the Pacific. And a theater in Appalachian, Virginia, works to rise above stereotypes.
This is the PBS NewsHour. from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West, from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.